5:03 p.m. in the South Atlanta, live imagery Tuesday on Shitano and Cap. It is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Well, as we all know, the MLB playoffs are in swing, and regardless who you're rooting for and if your team is even still playing anymore, Taco Bell is back giving away free tacos. So the fast food chain announced today that they're bringing back the Steal a Base, Steal a Taco campaign that offers customers free tacos during the World Series. Here's how it works. When the first stolen base is recorded by a player on either team during the World Series, Taco Bell will give away a free nacho cheese Doritos Locos taco. Unlike previous years, though, when customers had to wait several days to redeem the free taco, now you can get your free taco on the same night that the base was stolen. Apparently, the key here to get it quickly and efficiently is to download the Taco Bell app, but you can also walk in and get it, I guess. So,
how many people here would redeem or would go to Taco Bell and get one of these things?
I would.
Would you?
And then I'd buy 14 other tacos.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Taco Bell person.
That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, but I remember Papa John's used to, from years ago, used to do like a pizza redemption thing when like a team would win or something like that. And I know plenty of people that would take advantage of that. It was like 50% off your pizza.
Yeah, they had $5 pizzas, I think, at one point for Papa John's during like the playoffs in Cleveland. And I know a lot of those.
There's a lot of different teams that have deal. I don't know if they still do with Papa John's, but years ago, I remember that being like a big thing. And I know a lot of people that would take advantage of that stuff. I don't know. I mean, what's the one with the Lakers? It's the tacos, of course.
Jack in the Box.
We want tacos.
Yeah, Jack in the Box.
People, Jack in the Box. That's a terrible Billy Mack impersonation. But
Jack in the Box.
You don't like Taco Bell, Cappy?
You know, if I go to Taco Bell, Chris, I'm going to have to stop at the Hilton in Irvine.
You got
to
go see somebody,
for
man.
For 27 minutes and 30 seconds.
Really,
take a probiotic and take Metamucil twice a day.
Do you take probiotics? I should call them probiotics.
Yes, I should take probiotics.
I thought that was a brand you were referring him to.
Probiotics.
Those things are
probiotics?
Amazing.
Why do I need a probiotic?
Because you're nervous all the time because of Rachel. You're nervous. You're scared.
Rachel. No, it'll make you like regular. It'll like not in like a like gotta run to the bathroom at the Hilton and Irvine way.
I thought that was regular.
No, Cap. You need good bacteria in your intestines.
Yeah.
That's what
your gut health, bro.
Yes. Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar, work that in, and Metamucil twice a day.
And a little Greek yogurt.
Yeah, that's good too.
All right, this is all wonderful advice.
Probiotics, bro.
But it really just gets back to the question of would I go to Taco Bell, and I'm concerned that Taco Bell means I got to use the extra pair of underpants that I carry around in my car.
That's a problem.
So after you use the one pair as a backup, do you then like replenish the backup pair?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been in your car now many a times.
Never seen it?
I want to see it next time. Remind me. I want to see the backup pair.
I'll open up the trunk. I'll show you my emergency kit. Okay.
Take a picture. Or it didn't exist.
You know what, George? Maybe that'll be my entree back into the circle.
Back into the circle. There you go.
The picture of his backup underpants.
Yeah.
I mean, Cappy, that is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Because I do want to talk Lakers with you real quick and Dodgers before we head out to Radio Tinder. But real quick on the circle. Are you good now? Are you okay now? Because, yes, maybe there were some people getting at you, but I don't feel like it was, like, below the belt.
Well, when you talk about below the belt, you got to take a standing eight count because, you know, you can't breathe because you've been hit underneath the belt. I feel
right,
like
there... Did anybody hit you below the belt?
I think there's been a lot of below the belt hitting. A lot of below the belt. So here's the thing. I'm not just walking back into the circle like, hey, I'm back. Check out my cool tweet of something I'm saying. When I come back into the circle, it will be with great impact, George Sedano.
Right. But here's the thing. Like, if all of us sat here, I mean, if you went into that Mason and Ireland cesspool.
I don't go into
that. They say so many bad, mean things about anyone who's not Mason and Ireland, including you, including me, including Chris. Laura, Lindsay, you name it. Travis, Sliwa, Emily, Taylor, anyone who's not Mason Rihanna's Island. They say things about Bergman, I'm sure, too. But who cares? Ultimately, who cares? Like, these people aren't in our circle of trust are doing it because they feel that connection to you, as Christopher said, that they, for a minute, they too felt like they were done wrong, much like you felt the Padres did you wrong.
No. I think this goes back another week and change.
Okay, whatever. Even to that, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well,
but
I mean,
all
listen,
of that, but I thought we you already realized that all that was done with a wink and a smile.
I don't know.
What is your objection? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, I'm fine holding my peace. I'm fine holding it because okay. You know what? Because listen, Lindsay, you left Twitter for a while, did you not?
Sure did.
How long were you gone?
About a month.
Were you happier as a person
off
Twitter?
Yeah, I was. You know, I was.
See, that's what
not
I'm doing
lie.
Right now is I'm testing to see, will I be a happier person
of course
not
you will be.
On Twitter?
But of course you will be because you're not taking any negativity in, but it's fine. You could also still have Twitter and not look at it.
You should, if you're going to do like the whole break thing, you need to like deactivate your account because you're not really taking a break if you're just like, I'm not going to tweet, but I'm still going to read tweets.
You're still reading it.
Yeah,
you're lurking.
Yeah.
You're a circle lurker.
From me. That's, you know, just saying that's the only way to get the whole cleanse effect.
Right. But I'm saying is this, you're a grown ass man. You can't just say, look at Twitter and take it for what it's worth, which is 95% a cesspool.
Well,
and the 5% is not.
In Cappy's defense though, like, it does take a toll on you when people are like constantly saying mean things about you.
But why do we do this? Like, why do we do this to ourselves? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I've been trying to battle with recently is like, but why?
But that's my point. Don't look at it. Like, you can have it still and still, you know, like, I'll give you an example. And I learned this a long time ago. Brian Windhorst told me this years ago, and it's basically the tool I use. Now, I've also gotten thicker skin to the point where I don't care. Like, I literally laugh. About like the Mason and Ireland cesspool, like making, you know, hating me and all that. I take it as a badge of honor, to be quite honest with you. Keep bringing it. I love it. Maybe you're not built the same way, and that's fine. But what I'm telling you is this, who cares?
Well, what I'm getting at is I'm starting to wonder when I think about, we had a conversation a couple weeks ago about how much time we spend on our phone a day. And I looked at my phone and I'm spending whatever it is, 8 hours a day on my phone. Of the 8 hours, let's say two or three of them are spent on Twitter. I'm starting to think to myself, what am I doing with my life?
Well, that's too long. There's your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Look, here's the thing.
Tell me the thing.
Just move on. Get over it. And just take it for what it's worth, okay? Like I just told you, the cesspool of the Mason Ireland people, according to Christopher, is really bad. So do you know what I do? I don't look. And if it comes my way, I laugh it off because I know that's just who those people are. Except, I guess, Penis Thumbs now all of a sudden likes our show.
Who's
I don't
Penis
know.
Thumbs?
I mean,
he's the guy on the Reddit, but I haven't gone on the Reddit in a little while because it's a real bad cesspool.
There's a
penis
guy
thumbs,
named Penis
we grew
Thumbs?
On him.
Yeah, well, he's the leader. He's the leader of the troops on Reddit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But we grew on him. So, you know, it is what it is.
I got a message. I didn't even know there was like a Reddit thing, but I got a message on Instagram saying, you guys really need to go out on Reddit because the whole topic is Cappy finally exploded after you guys pile on him so much. What would happen if it would have happened to me or Lindsay or to Sedano? And I'm like, it does. I mean, granted, it doesn't happen as much.
Right. But that's also happen. By design.
Yeah.
like Cappy goes into this, like knowing you and I, okay, you want to get, we're going to pull the curtain back? All right, forget the Lakers and Dodgers.
Let's pull it back.
Really?
Let's
no
pull
Lakers,
it back.
No
pull
Dodgers,
George.
No Bill Walton sitting in the second row at the NLCS? None of that, huh?
Bill Walton was sitting in the second row?
Yeah, second row.
You had better seats than Bill Walton?
I was one row in front of Bill Walton. I don't even know he's fitting in those seats.
Yeah, I don't either, to be honest with you. I'd be in a suite if I were him. But here's the thing. This show, Cappy and I went to lunch, and you know what we decided on? It was very simple. I'm the rational one. He's the emotional one. And what does that mean? That means he takes the hits more than I do, but it's done by design because he can take it. And look, you're human. So, you got upset by some stuff. But, like I said, no one is doing it here maliciously. And I don't believe that our Twitter people in our community, now maybe some random, you know, jackholes.
You mean like Penis Thumbs?
No, I think Penis Thumbs likes us now.
He's not in the Twitter community.
He's one of our friends now, huh?
No, I mean, he's in the Mason Ireland cesspool Reddit, but I think he likes us, at least according to Chris, right? Chris, he says he's...
It's been a while, but yeah, no, he has... it's grown on him.
Yeah, it's grown on him. So, but my point is this. Forget those jackholes. The people... Look, Chris Myers, legendary Fox...
Hello there, everybody.
Legendary Fox broadcaster. Friend of the program, I would call him, even though he's never been on the program. But friend of anyone.
Good friend.
You know what he says? We kid because we care. And that's it. That's what the community is doing for you. They were hurt. You were hurt. The T-shirt, the Padre game, whatever it is, just move on. Shake hands, you know, and that's it. Yeah, se acabó. Or if not, I bring out the chancla for everybody.
Oh, my gosh, the chancla. Okay. People have already sent me videos of what the chancla means.
Exactly. Do you want some of that?
And it's like the other night when I was sitting behind home plate and there was a foul ball and I flinched and everybody's
correct.
Like, yeah. I like literally flinched when I saw the flip-flop coming at me.
Right.
Chancla.
Exactly. Now, real quick, if you had to throw a chancla at someone on the Lakers or the Dodgers right now, who would you throw the chancla to?
Well, we know who Chris is throwing it at.
Oh, Chris would throw it at Dave Roberts. We know that, yes.
He's gutless.
Gutless.
You love that word.
You should call him a rat.
No. That's reserved for only really extreme cases.
Gotcha. So gutless is not as bad as a rat.
Nope.
Oh, understood. No, it's definitely different degrees there.
Okay, got it. Who would I like to throw the chancla at?
Yeah.
Right now, I want to throw the chancla, I guess, if you're giving me a choice of Lakers or Dodgers.
Yeah.
I'd probably throw it at Russ right now.
Why?
Because I want to hit him to set him straight to say, brother, please, be a team guy.
Let's go.
Because if he's not a team guy, and again, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. He doesn't start the last preseason game. He goes in for a couple of minutes, and all of a sudden he's got a hamstring problem. And, you know, I said to you yesterday, I'm like, you know, he's got to get over his ego. And you gave me a look like, do you know who we're talking about? So I would love to see Russ be a team guy. And I just think I'm the only person that believes he can do it.
Yeah, pretty much. So if I were throwing a chancla at someone, and this one is going to pain me, okay? It's going to hurt. Because you know I've called him the most intelligent man in sports. The smartest man in sports is Andrew Friedman. And I also tweeted today in the Circle of Trust that Dodger fans, I know they don't want to hear it at the moment, but that Dodger fans should feel lucky that they have someone who could be honest, rational, and just kind of a calming presence in moments like these. Because I watched every single second of that press conference today, and I came away agreeing with everything that he said, except one thing, Cappy.
Which was?
When he talked about not making a bad, making a deal or not making a bad deal. I don't think he needed to make a bad deal, but you're Andrew Friedman. Do I need to throw the chancla at you to remind you? You're Andrew Friedman. You could have augmented this pitching staff, even if it was just a moderate augmentation. Okay? It didn't have to be. You didn't have to get whoever the best pitcher on the market was. All right? Just get some extra arms who are quality, who can give you a couple innings in a pinch. And I don't feel like they even did enough of that to get them through.
And you have to wonder, did they think Gonsolin was coming back sooner? Did they think that Dustin May was going to come back and be better? Did they guess that those two guys would be available and be who they were, and that's why they didn't make a move? And then last thing on that
Correct. They made a miscalculation.
And then why did they not go out and get a closer when everybody knew that Craig Kimbrell was no good?
A disaster all season long. And you know what? I got another chancla. That's in my left foot now. You know the Dodgers went 5 for 34 runners in scoring position? I got 29 people I can throw the chancla at. Maybe there'll be some repeats there, but you get my point. You got to hit the ball when you got runners in scoring position. You were the best at it all season. You got to find a way.
Dude, Mookie, of all these guys, was the guy who did not perform. The big money, the big superstar. Turner hit a couple of home runs, Trey Turner. Freddie Freeman performed. Mookie just did not.
Mookie had a rough series. I don't know if I'm throwing a chancla at him, though, because he's the best defensive player out there, him and Bellinger. So there's that part of the equation. But
well, Bellinger also couldn't hit.
But chanclas for everybody is my point, including you, Cappy.
I can take it.
There you go. That's what I'd like to hear. All right, coming up next, Radio Tinder. We got one more segment to go before we turn it over to Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
5:18 in the Southland. Live Imaging Tuesday on Shit Auto and Cap. 5:30 p.m. The Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off begins with Slee, which means we got to move up Radio Tinder. And we like to play a TV theme on this day in 1988. Roseanne premiered on ABC and would change America television, I think. You can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. We're sorry about the Guardians today, Linz. But take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher.
Aw. Aw.
It's my sad voice.
By the way, 1988, the last time the Dodgers actually won a 162-game season with the World Series.
Ooh, good year. I was born
Wait, what?
In other words, the 2020 World Series.
It didn't count!
Oh, a whole full season. I got you.
It counted. Don't be mean.
Take it away, Linz.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, guys. So Elon Musk is wading into the fragrance business, and he's selling a new perfume called Burnt Hair.
Oh, come on. He shouldn't be called Musk?
Well, that's what you'd think, right? Well,
that's good, Sonata.
Yeah. He advertised what he called, quote, the finest fragrance on earth in a tweet last week, along with slogans like, be the change you want in the world, and doesn't get more lit than this, which both sounds like quotes from something Cappy would post on Instagram.
Yeah, pretty
or,
much, actually.
You know,
that's what I thought he was going
lit.
For.
Exactly. Also, to be the change you want to be in the world. Like, that's definitely you, Cap. The perfume is listed on the Boring Company's website for $100 a bottle, and it's described as the essence of repugnant desire. No details on what exactly the fragrance notes are in that. The day after the perfume came out, Musk tweeted that sales had crossed the 10,000 bottle mark, which means he'd already got $1 million in sales within the first 6 hours of it being listed. So obviously, some people were intrigued enough to buy it. Are you at all curious enough to buy Elon Musk's Burnt Hair perfume? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I mean, swipe left. I won't even buy his car. How am I going to buy his cologne or perfume or whatever?
Quite a difference in price there, though.
I would say, but I surely trust him more with technology than I would how to make some good, cologne or perfume.
Why is it that he annoys me so much? Seriously, like now he's making this cologne. It always seems like a money grab. And why does everybody just buy everything he puts out there? Like, who wants to smell like burnt hair? Have you ever burnt your hair?
Yeah, it stinks. Doesn't smell good. Yeah, it stinks.
Have you ever been sitting there trying to light a bong and then all of a sudden the flame?
No.
On your eyebrows?
Right.
I was thinking more of like curling iron.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I was going to say a curling iron, a blow dryer, something like that.
Yeah, burnt eyebrows, not fun.
Flat iron.
So flat you don't want the burnt hair, Cappy? I was thinking about getting it for you for Christmas.
Nope, I
or
don't.
Hanukkah.
But no, well, thank you for that. No, I don't. Doesn't mean that if you got it for me as a gift, I mean, I'd probably spray it and then maybe re-gift it, maybe? But I wouldn't buy it.
I'm curious enough to try and find seek out a sample of it because I want to know what it smells like. All right, next one here. The Carolina Panthers are a bit of a mess right now, and all things point to them blowing up the team, which would mean putting their star running back Christian McCaffrey on the trading block. And now, apparently, there's two teams that are being linked to CMC. According to a report from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, both the 49ers and the Rams could be interested in a move for McCaffrey. Do you think the Rams will make that move? Swipe left or swipe right? Cappy.
I'm going to swipe right and say that I think the Rams would make that move. I would expect that the Rams would be a part of that. We all know how aggressive the Rams have traditionally been. And we also know that Cam Akers is probably not long for this team. And we all know that they can't run the football. Now, just getting a good running back doesn't help the running game because they have no offensive line. But I would definitely think the Rams would be involved in trying to get Christian McCaffrey. Yes.
I would agree with that. So I'll also swipe right. And I would add to that element, Cappy, I don't actually know how good he is at running the ball anymore because Carolina also has a terrible offensive line. He hasn't been all that great. But where he has helped Carolina, and he definitely can help the Rams, is in the passing game. Basically utilizing him, these short passes to him, almost like they were runs, right? These little screen passes. It's very, and by the way, that's a big part of the West Coast offense. historically, is dumping it off to the running back on a screen play and just almost treating that like a run. So I do think, considering Matthew Stafford not having a ton of time to throw the ball, that someone like McCaffrey would be beneficial for them.
Let me ask you guys a question. If I told you you could only have one, McCaffrey or Odell Beckham, which one would you rather have?
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, because he's proven that he's back from the injury as opposed to Odell. That's my only reasoning for it.
And they need a running back.
And, right, they need it more than a wide receiver. They're going to get Van Jefferson back, yeah.
All right, last one here will be a big deal or no deal since we're out early for the Lakers game. MLB announced last week that it has signed a deal with CBD brand Charlotte's Web, becoming the first major pro sports league to sign a CBD sponsor. The multi-year deal makes Charlotte's Web the official CBD of Major League Baseball, which totally sounds weird to me, but, you know, whatever. Their goal is to increase brand visibility among MLB athletes and fans. So for those who may be leery about MLB, a league, of course, is known for doling out harsh punishments for banned substances, CW has been deemed certified for sport based on the league's safety standards. So it's all good. It's all on the up and up. It's all approved, whatever. Is MLB officially partnering with a CBD company a big deal or no deal? Cappy?
I'm going to say big deal just because it's new, it's unique, it's unusual. But I'll also say, like, what is CBD? Can someone explain to me, like, I don't take CBD. So what is CBD supposed to be for?
Morales knows.
I take it twice a day.
What
for anxiety? For anxiety.
Yeah, CBD, I would say, is, it doesn't contain THC, which is really what makes cannabis psychoactive. So it basically gives you the buzz, and this is in layman's terms, it basically gives you the buzz without the pot thoughts.
Really? I thought that.
So you don't get high, basically.
But do you get buzzed?
You get buzzed. Yeah, absolutely. You don't get high. Like high if you're thinking, again, pot thoughts, right? Like that to me is what is high, you know?
It stimulates
so it's not like
different.
An anti-inflammatory also?
It does that too.
So it does have some of those.
A lot of people use CBD cream for pain and anti-inflammation.
It stimulates different parts of your brain than the THC does.
Yeah.
But this morning I couldn't shake it, so I had to go THC before the coffee. LZ used to teach me that. And bam, that got us out of the.
How'd you do it? Gummy?
No, a little flour.
Oh, flour.
A little 4:30 a.m. flour, and then chase it with a coffee and an espresso, and we were flying the rest of the day. We're good.
Wow, early in the morning.
Well, I get up early.
I understand that. Yeah. How did you ingest this? You said not
I just
gummy,
said flour.
Flour. No, but how flour?
You smoked it.
Pipe, pre-roll, what are we talking here?
No, a pipe.
Okay, it's important to know, man.
Is
I'm a
it?
Detail guy, yes.
I mean, I didn't shoot up the Celsin Blue in the bathroom. I smoked
well,
a little
that's
bit.
Good. All right. Yeah. I'm a detail guy.
He is a detail guy. And great job, Cappy, Linz, Laura, Christopher. Lakers basketball is up next.